This is Passport to Texas. The black bear population in Texas has dwindled because of habitat destruction, but on a Parks and Wildlife TV segment this month, we learned they're making a comeback. Producer Abe Moore.
I was really interested in doing the story because I didn't know much about black bears, and it turns out that more and more bears are starting to show up in certain parts of East Texas.
The adjoining states of Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana have a growing, expanding bear population, and they're spilling over into East Texas and will continue to do so.
So what I did was I followed a graduate student from Stephen F. Austin State University working on a bear study. And what he's doing is he's setting up barbed wire wrapped around some trees. The bear rubs against the barbed wire and leaves a hair sample so they can get a feel for where the bears are in East Texas.
That's a ripe one.
The lure we use is a 3-to-1 mixture of cattle blood and fish oil.
The crazy part of this was the type of bait they used to lure them in.
We let it age for about 4 months and then bottle it up into individual 1-liter bottles.
100% guaranteed maggot-free.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
So this was a study to see where the bears are hanging out in East Texas and kind of where the best bear habitat is.
Thanks, Abe. The show airs the week of January 8th through 14th. Check your local listings. The Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.